fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday. It is Friday, the 9th day of February, year of our Lord 2024. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Live broadcast begins right now at Republic Broadcasting with the John Moore Show. And I'm proud to say we do begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Purpose of the day is to work on your physical fitness. It's very important, no matter who you are, what your age, what your condition is to work in physical fitness and get in the best shape you can. All right, we have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Randy Parker. Randy is here to represent the Ark Haven Intentional Christian Community. We'll be talking about the events today and how relocating to Ark Haven might just be a really good idea. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, sir. How are you, John?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Oh, feeling good, my friend. Great day in the Ozarks.
Randy, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I started watching the Tucker Carlson interview with Vladimir Putin. I watched just over an hour. It's just over a two-hour interview. It's a historical event that will be archived and studied for decades into the future, I'm sure. And I want to recommend that everybody watch the interview of Tucker Carlson interviewing Vladimir Putin that took place, I think, 3 days ago on the 6th, I believe, is when the actual interview took place. There's going to be a lot of commentary on this, for and against the interview, for and against Tucker Carlson, for and against what's being said there. But it is historical, and I do recommend everybody watch it, Randy.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I haven't had an opportunity to watch it yet. I've heard a lot about it, heard some of the commentaries on
it. There was somebody printed a transcript about a week ago of something that hadn't happened yet. It was obviously false, but this is the real deal. And in the interview, it's just Tucker and Vladimir are sitting in chairs across from each other. Vladimir's got a headset on, and he's responding to Tucker in the Russian language, and there's a audio of a Russian interpreter interpreting Vladimir's words as he says them. So it's important. It's historical, and it may help people make some sense of what's happened there the last 1,000 years, because he begins the first half hour. It's basically a review of the last 1,000 years of that part of the world, which I think is really important to understand what's going on now. We've seen in this country attempts to destroy our history, attempts to tear down monuments to various Confederate generals, tear down the Abraham Lincoln monuments, tear down George Washington monuments, destroy our history in general. That's not a good thing, is it, Randy?
It's not, and you know, it's gone on since the beginning of time. The etymologists change our words in history, and certainly change our history.
They do. I like to tell people when I'm having a conversation about nature, I'll say the following. You know, Randy, the Supreme Court says that happy people can get married.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely what they say. And it's
it is.
Judgment on the country.
Up until, 25, 30 years ago, the word gay simply meant happy. And that's all it meant. Now, the meaning of the word itself has been changed dramatically, hasn't it?
Yes. In fact, Dr. Leah here just reminded me that in the 60s, it was a mental diagnosis.
In the DSM-5.
Well, it didn't. All they did was take a pair of scissors and cut it out of the DSM manual. It didn't make it go away. It didn't make it a non-mental issue. They just cut it out as if it never existed, didn't they, Leah?
Didn't he? He's asking.
Well, I'll say it's sort of like taking a mental diagnosis of anybody out of the mental institution and saying they now have rights.
Well, everybody has rights that are equal to everyone else's rights, the right to be respected and treated normal, but they don't have rights over and above everybody else. They don't have rights that impinge on normal people's rights. And it's an interesting dialogue to discuss the rights of mentally ill men who believe they're women, mentally ill women who believe they're men, and their rights. Well, they have a right to exist. A mentally ill man has a right to use the male restroom. He doesn't have a right to go into the female restroom, in my opinion, or the female changing room of a gymnasium, does he, Leah?
No, not at all.
But that's what's happening, and now we have mentally ill men participating in women's sports, and to the detriment of these young ladies who they train hours every day of the week to be competitive and to hopefully get a scholarship for the young ladies in high school, a scholarship in volleyball, for example, or basketball, only to have that dream of a college scholarship in swimming or volleyball, whatever it might be, taken away by a man who they have no hope of beating. That's a real tragedy, isn't it, Leah?
It is, and Randy has always said that it is. This is the truth, that one person's rights stop where another person's start. We're not demanding that they change, but they're demanding that we allow a five-year-old that doesn't have any capability of making that decision to be able to do it without their parents, and that is completely abominable and abusive.
I find it rather ironic. Let's look at California for a moment. If a 14-year-old girl was to walk into a bar in California and order a shot of whiskey, she would be committing a crime, the bartender would be committing a crime, and the bartender would probably be arrested for committing that crime. The consequences of her consuming a shot of whiskey would last maybe 3 hours at the most, 4 hours on the outside. The same 14-year-old girl can go into a hospital and sign up to have her breast removed, which is a permanent, non-reversible change. And the doctor receives a paycheck and isn't put in jail. Is something broken there, Leah?
Oh, absolutely. And it's very sad because I have heard people people that have had that done and then later in life regretted it and actually gone back to their original gender that God gave them, and they were tormented and they speak out about it now. It's really sad.
It is. It is really sad. How can the same prosecuting attorney in a county in Los Angeles prosecute a bartender for serving a shot of whiskey to a 14-year-old and play golf with a doctor who just cut her breasts off the day after that?
Well, I'll say this. At 20 years old, I was a registered nurse, and I could go in there and give medication, but I could not walk in and get a drink at 20, but I could give meds. There's something completely wrong with them giving a child that type of ability that they don't have.
Well, we don't allow children to make major decisions for a reason. That's because they're children. And and here we are turning our entire Western thought on its head, upside down, inside out. Now, you're a healthcare professional, Leah, and modern psychology has been around for about a century, maybe slightly more than that. But it's never previously, up until the last 20 years or so, was psychiatric care, including surgically removing body parts. There's no precedence for that.
Absolutely. I was a psych nurse. I was a psych nurse for 5 years, and that was not anywhere on the table or even considered.
Of course not.
It's much more than that, John. It's about taking the rights, God-given rights of the parents on properly raising their children correctly and giving it over to the government.
Precisely.
It is government control trying to take every right that a parent has to where we as bought individuals by our social security number, traded on the stock market, are in a position with the country that we are indentured servants.
Well, that's another rabbit hole. I'm not sure we got time to go down today. going back to the topic at hand, which is Arkhaven. Arkhaven is about a 25-30 minute drive away from Harrison, Arkansas, the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. It's been around for half a century. It's been the last few years that it's really taken off and become a really viable project, hasn't it, Randy?
It has indeed, John. We have been amazed at the response that we received lately. You know, it comes and it goes as far as the intensity of clients, but I can tell you that all the things that you just mentioned, plus what's going on, the climate in the major cities has caused an influx of people to contact us. And we recommend that if people are being led to find a safe haven, that they hurry and contact us because the land is going fast.
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. Arkhaven is a beautiful place in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. Obviously, it's in the Arkansas part of the Ozarks, and what's called the Ozark Plateau, which is tens of thousands of square miles. People back east find it hard to conceive just how large this area is. Just one county out of the, I'm not sure how many counties there are in the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks, probably 70 or 80, I'm not sure. Just one county, county of Texas County, Missouri, is only 300 square miles smaller than the entire state of Rhode Island. It's a vast area, isn't it, Randy?
Oh, it's overwhelming. And when you look at the different people that talk about safe havens and how it's actually set up, you know, God set it up, it's layered in mountains and hills and lakes and rivers, and which gives it that natural protection, that natural security of not only for the wildlife, but the water, but also for just primary security in putting you isolated situations. But the great thing about Arkhaven is it's situated where it has all of that, but you're also very close to the conveniences of life.
Absolutely. Well, I was a boy, 8 years old. My grandparents, who spent their lives in the Ozarks, they said when God finished creating the world, he laid down his apron, and that was the Ozarks.
Nice.
That was cute for an 8-year-old. Anyway, we have lots for sale ranging from on the low end from 5 acres up to pretty much unlimited. I guess Elon Musk could come in there and buy a bunch if he wanted to, but typically, what would be the typical lot size people buy, would you say, Randy?
I would say the average is 10 acres, but, you know, I don't want to deter people who are just needing five. If you look at some of the books, Big Little Farm and things like that, you can do a lot with 5 acres, but it's typically 10 acres, and that way in the state of Arkansas, you're deemed as a farm, and you get a lot of tax breaks if you're buying equipment and things like that. You can buy it tax exempt. And so there's a lot of advantages of the 10-plus acre, but a lot of people buy 5 acres, and they use the co-op areas that Lee and I have set aside for co-oping in different programs.
Right. Well, when I was in high school, my parents bought a place that had been a commercial orchard and truck farm, and it was only 5 acres. And you start cutting the grass on 5 acres, you get an appreciation for how big it is, don't you, Randy?
You do, man. It's a lot of work. It never
it's
ends.
It's a lot of work.
It never ends.
It never ends. Before I forget, how's our mutual friend Ken Updegrove doing?
You know, he's in a rehab facility in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You know, Brother Ken is a veteran, and so he's taking advantage of some of that to kind of get rehabilitated and get his medicines balanced to where he's more cognitant. But he's not out of the woods yet, but the Lord's good, and we're confident that Ken's going to recover.
Well, let him know that we're all praying for him, if you would, please. He's a great guy. And,
yes, sir.
And he's if there's such thing as a founding father of Arkhaven, that would be Ken, wouldn't it?
It would be. He is absolutely our founder. You know, Ken has held on to this vision for, 50-plus years. It's amazing. And just to watch him in his golden years and this come to fruition is a blessing in itself.
It would be. And I can imagine the level of satisfaction that he must have seeing his lifelong project become a fantastic, beautiful reality. And that's exactly what it's becoming, isn't it?
It is. It is. And, you know, if you really think about the magnitude of that, Brother John, and you can, you're close to the same age, maybe a little bit older than I am, probably are. But I was trying to be nice.
That's okay.
If you think about Ken, you know, Ken had a website when a website wasn't cool. And can you imagine 50 years ago talking about what we're talking about today? It would have made no sense. And I commend him for his intensity on keeping things going and going through all the hardships of failing to see success.
Absolutely. Well, it took a lot of vision and a lot of gumption to do that. And God bless Ken Updegrove for doing what he did. And ladies and gentlemen, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, the Arkhaven panel is right there in the middle at the top. And click on that and you can see some beautiful photographs. The phone number is listed there that you can call to get more information. And the telephones are answered what days and what hours, Randy?
You can pretty much call 7 days a week. The way that our system is set up is that you can call the number. It'll ring us. It'll also leave messages if we happen to be on the other line. And we can also text and send emails.
And that phone number, we have a lot of listeners who don't have internet access, by the way. That telephone number is, I'll say twice slowly, 833-275-4283. I say again, 833-275-4283. Yeah, 5 acres is more than enough for a hobby farm, for a family to grow the fruits and vegetables that they need, maybe have a couple of goats. It's more than enough. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food, seeing that the dollar is cheap. That's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I have not one, but 2 Valentine's Day sales going on right now. The first is the Liberated Rocket Heater. It's $500 off. That's a substantial savings. That goes until midnight the 14th, which is Valentine's Day, guys, in case you forgot. And the second sale is Energy Cleaners, $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. That sale also ends at midnight the 14th. You can place yours right there at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free hour line. It's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Randy and Leah, they're here to represent the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community, a place where you can raise a family, a place where you can retire, a place where you can thoroughly enjoy life. Right, Randy?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. All the above.
All the above. A lot of people, East Coast, West Coast, they have this vision, many of them, that's not quite accurate, that here in the Ozarks, we have outhouses, no running water. The only amenities and fun things to do are hunting and fishing and not much else. And that couldn't be farther from the truth, Leah, could it?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, Branson, Missouri is just a hop, skip, and a jump, 35, 45 minutes from here. And You know, there's 10,000 people that live there, but 7 to 10 million that visit a year. So there's every kind of restaurant. There's all kinds of shows and activities. I think it's one of the best places I've ever visited.
Well, it is an international tourist and travel and vacation destination, without a doubt. You know, of course, about the speaking of the area in general, there's something I like to say occasionally. Some people go on vacation, other people live there. And so when you're at Arkhaven, you get to live where other people go on vacation, don't you, Leah?
Absolutely. We lived in Branson for 21 years, and we moved very cautiously with the leading and much prayer to come here. And I'm very glad that he didn't move me any further away.
Well, you get used to the amenities of a world-class place like Branson, with destination restaurants and world-class shows and other entertainment and shopping, of course. That would be a very strong draw for anybody, especially women, wouldn't it, Leah?
It really is. There's so many things to do there for ladies, for children. The people there are friendly. You can go into Walmart and have someone ask you if you need help. In other places I've lived, you were looking for hours for help.
Right. Well, I know for myself, just give me a really big hardware store like Lowe's or some place like that, I'm as happy as can be. Shopping is not that far away, and Harrison is actually closer with most of the normal things people need, isn't it, Leah?
Oh, absolutely. There are Walmarts, grocery stores. There's natural health food stores. They have wonderful Amish stores with food that is organic and grown right here. So I think we have a very beautiful place to live that I think if the other part of the country knew, they would be jealous.
Right. Well, Amish tend to live in areas that are healthy. They have healthy lifestyles, and we've had an influx of Amish into my county, Crawford County, the last several years. In the state of Missouri in general, in the Ozarks, we've had as many as 300 Amish families move to the state of Missouri in one day. So the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks has become a haven for Amish families as well, hasn't it, Leah?
It sure has, and they're very friendly people. The Mennonites are here as well, and they actually help build some of the homes. So it's just a very peaceful, good place to come.
Absolutely. Randy, the men at reside at Arkhaven. What kind of activities are there available for the men, sir?
Well, right now, like last night, they had a men's Bible study. We also have shooting classes. They do get-togethers on foraging. We raise animals together. There's lots of projects like raised beds. A lot of people are getting ready for ramping up for the growing season. In fact, we had some topsoil move for our raised beds yesterday. But we also have a group of medical teams that are now starting to meet. We have a special response team. But those types of things are growing, and we have one gentleman that teaches people how to grow mushrooms, so he hosts classes on that, on inoculating 14 different types of mushrooms for edibles and tinctures. We do all types of projects.
Absolutely. No shortage of activities. And Leah, what are the various activities that women might be interested in, please?
Well, we were discussing last night having an exercise class here, but there are gyms. There are just right there in Harrison. There's a Planet Fitness. There's like three gyms in Harrison. They have, anything you can imagine in the city, they have here.
Here's a break. We got a Bob in the Hour break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You can't handle the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We got some updates to my COVID panel, more than 200 articles and videos, and I've got some broken links here I found out. I'll be going through and getting rid of the broken links. More than 200 articles and videos with done by world-class scientists and doctors such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says that all the COVID vaccinations are meant to kill and hurt people. They're not side effects. They're the direct and intended effects. And of course, as I said a moment ago, I have not one but two Valentine's Day sales going on. The first is the Liberator Rocket Heater, $500 discount that goes until midnight the 14th. And then the Energy Cleaner, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, with an additional 5% off if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Randy and Leah, we're talking about the Arkhaven Intentional Christian Community. And Randy, we talked briefly about Arkhaven sponsoring a barbecue for first responders in your county. I think that'd be a great idea for everybody, don't you, sir?
I do, yes. We're informally doing it within our neighborhood right now for different situations and to start training, but who knows where it'll go from here.
Absolutely. Well, since 9/11/01, first responders in this country have taken on an elevated status, as well they should. Typically, they're not paid very well. Typically, they're in situations that put their lives at risk. I was explaining to my grandson, he was considering becoming a police officer a couple of years ago, and I said, young man, listen carefully. Any body fluid you come in contact with can kill you. That's the modern world. And that's reality, isn't it, Randy?
Certainly is. The brotherhood has changed, as you well know, and being a police officer is not what it used to be.
Well, it's not just police officers. And Leah, you're the healthcare professional. Police officers, paramedics, and firemen all will absolutely come in contact with other people's body fluids, won't they?
Absolutely they will. And you don't know what you're coming in contact with anymore, unfortunately.
No, you don't. So the first responders, they deserve respect, and anything we do to help them in their careers and help them in the community, I think that's worthwhile. Well, the process begins with going to my website, looking at the Arkhaven material there, reading up on what there is to be read, looking at the photographs. If you like what you see, then it's time to contact Randy and Leah at the phone number we gave before. I'll give that out again here in a moment, and begin the process. And what's the best way to begin that process, Randy?
Well, to simply call us, and let's start off with a phone call where we can do a formal introduction, answer questions and concerns, and that way they can vet us, we can vet them, we can make sure that it's a proper fit. And then we invite them to come down and see the property and pick out their land if they're led to do so.
Okay, and that phone number is 833-275-4283. And I would say people need to spend at least two days down there, don't you, Randy? Or would you recommend longer?
2 days is perfect. That way they not only get to see Arkhaven, but they also get to see the surrounding area and what it offers. So certainly a couple of days is what you need. And everybody's a little bit different. It just depends on how far you're coming. We have lots of places for people to stay that are not always owned by us, but we can make you feel as home as possible and show you where to go and have a good time while you're here.
Well, I'm looking forward to my next visit down there. It'll be sometime this coming spring. I got a lot of commitments. My home just got a brand new roof in the last few days, and that's very satisfying to know my home it has a new roof. We've got a journeyman carpenter and three farm boys. The four of them has done an excellent job, and it's a beautiful new roof. So, visiting Arkhaven is something I look forward to doing again. There's 12 miles of roads. It's rolling hills with low spots and high spots and creeks and ponds. It's just a lot of variety there, isn't there, Randy?
It is. I tell people it's like living in a national park. You know, the beautiful streams that you can fish in and just do picnics and camping trips, the wildlife. The scenery is just drop-dead gorgeous. It's just amazing. And we have a lot of history here as well.
A lot of history. I don't know about Arkansas, but Missouri had more Civil War battles than any state during the Civil War. Arkansas, being right next door, probably had, there's no doubt about it, had a lot of Civil War battles. And there's a lot of history there where there was a Civil War battle on the premises there at Arkhaven. And a lot of history in the whole area regarding the Civil War, the Native Americans who lived in the area, what the pioneers did back in the 19th century. Just a lot of history, isn't there, Randy?
Really is. And we've actually gotten a couple of little book pamphlets from the Harrison Museum, and it really details that history and lays out some of the old town places that were in our neighborhood, and it's just amazing to see what it used to be.
It is. And know, the history's there. It's a place with four real seasons, real winter, real spring, real summer, real fall. And a lot of people are very attracted to that, aren't they, Randy?
They are. And also for people who like activities like rock climbing and exploring, adventure type things, caving, plunking, all of those things is all offered here. And we are very excited about that.
Well, everybody can and should be excited about it. It's a place where couples coming there. Have you had any single folks that have bought lots? I'm curious.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, there's quite a few. Every walk of life, if you can imagine a situation, has came. And we've had weddings. We've had babies on properties. We've had just about every situation you can imagine so far.
Well, something that goes along with future planning is there's probably going to have to be a community cemetery, isn't there?
Well, yes, sir. We've already got that in order.
Good, good. There's state regulations regarding a cemetery that has to be followed, and I'm sure you're aware of that. But that's part of any long-term community, is taking care of people from cradle to grave, isn't it?
It is indeed. It is indeed.
So the community center is ready for use, or is it just close?
It's pretty close. You know, with the winter season, it slowed us down a little bit. We've been working on the roads in front of it, but hopefully by early summer, late spring, we'll be able to meet in it.
Well, that's good. I'm looking forward to seeing that and touring it. And the 12 miles of roads, I don't know if I was on all 12 miles, but the roads I was on, which is probably 2/3 of them at least, they're well maintained. You can drive a vehicle, and the nature of gravel roads is just don't drive fast. And if you drive a normal pace, they're quite comfortable, aren't they?
They are. You know, everything slows down when you're in the wooded Ozarks, and you know, I tell people that life is a little bit slower here, which is wonderful. You have time to think and pray and just enjoy the scenery, and it takes a little bit adjusting if you're used to a fast hustle and bustle, and you just are able to relax here a little bit more and still do what you normally do.
Right. Well, I used to be quite proud of my working 80 hours a week, but quite frankly, that was all I did during that period of my life. It was what I needed to do at the time. But being able to enjoy life is really what it's all about, isn't it, Leah?
Oh, absolutely. And there are plenty of things to do, like you say, in the surrounding areas for ladies. But people with small children are here as well. And so there are a lot of opportunities for co-ops, for homeschooling, and then in Branson, there are a plethora of activities as well for children to do. The Buffalo River is just not far from here, and it's absolutely, I grew up going there every year as a child. It's absolutely magnificent.
That's good to know. So women do have different concerns than men when it comes to choosing a community. What are some of the concerns that you address for the ladies, Leah?
Well, mainly they want to know how far it is to a hospital and if there are good schools and if it's a safe area. Those are their first concerns. And all of the school systems around here are good, but most people coming do choose to homeschool. There are some children that are going to Bergman or Harrison School, but mainly they're homeschooled. But all of those concerns fade away when they come and see that we have just as good of a healthcare system if they want to be involved in it as anywhere else.
Well, that's good to know. And Randy, the men have their own specific concerns and needs. What are the questions that you address for the men, Randy?
Well, mostly logistics. When people first come, they're concerned about getting settled and getting their homestead situated, so they want to make sure that they have good carpenters, plumbers, electricians. Of course, the the places to buy, like Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, Tractor Supply, equipment, access to parts, just the things that you need to get the family settled. Because we got to make Mama happy and the kids happy before Papa's happy.
That's right. Well, it's an ideal situation. You know, there's parts of this country, like the eastern part of Alaska, that are so remote, so desolate, that normal people simply aren't going to live there. That's not the case with Arkhaven. Arkhaven is the best of all worlds, where you've got privacy, solitude, great weather, great neighbors. Plus, you're not that far away from the amenities that we enjoy. Plus, you can have high-speed internet. A lot of people need that for their work. You can order things off Amazon, have them delivered to your door. I know for myself, having access to Amazon and similar services makes living in the country a lot easier, doesn't it, Randy?
It does, you know, and that's also one of the big questions. Can we receive packages and shipments from all the different shipping companies? And they all come right to our front door. We have no issues with any of that.
That's fantastic. I tell people that my favorite mouthwash, I could have it delivered by Amazon to my door, less expensive than I could drive half an hour to Walmart and buy it. So it is the modern age. As long as these amenities exist, we'll take advantage of them and use them. But many people at Arkhaven, they're living a great life now while preparing for hard times in the future, aren't they, Randy?
They are. And, you know, when most people come, another big question is, you know, they're coming out of a big city. They want to make sure that the surrounding community is on board and like-minded as well. And we found that to be the biggest consistency. You know, we call it a neighborhood because it gives a view of we're part of the existing neighborhood that already has been here for generations, and it's just a great place to live.
Absolutely. Well, my conversations with my neighbors tell me the same thing. My neighbors, typically, they're cattle ranchers. They work as loggers. They work in the lead mines, and they may have dirt in their boots and a pickup truck with a bit of rust on it, but they're up to speed on all the latest things going on politically, and nationally, and worldwide. Just because you got some money boots doesn't mean you're not knowledgeable, does it, Randy?
That's right. That's right. In fact, the knowledge that you gain here is very useful.
That's right. And I'm sure the discussions among the men and women there gravitate towards all kinds of things, local politics, national politics, health-related things, child care-related things. Leah, when you're having discussions with women, do you find that to be the case?
Yes, most women are concerned, first and foremost, about their children and making sure that they have access to good health care, education, and socialization. And when they come, they find out everything that they were worried about were not really needed to be worried about. All of that is fine. Most of the children that are here are very happy, and they're outside playing together, and they're spending time learning together. And we have my daughter is homeschooling her little girl at 3, and she already knows how.
You're cut off, Leah. She already knows what?
But I understand.
Yeah.
She already knows how all of her colors, how to read.
Well, good for her.
There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things for children to do. There's a lot of activities for women. If they want to have a facial, we have estheticians, massage therapists. You can get your nails done if you still want to do all of that type of stuff within 25 minutes.
Well, that's just reassuring. It has to be reassuring for all the ladies out there and gentlemen. There's all the activities that you would want as well. Randy, of course, hunting and fishing are two big activities, not only for the men at Arkhaven, but the women and even the youngsters. And I know in my neighborhood, 8-year-old boys and girls routinely harvest their first deer. Is it the same thing down there?
Same thing. In fact, I've gotten to a point in life to where I enjoy taking people hunting and watching them harvest their first animal and teaching them how to skin it and to process. And so it's a stage of life that I really enjoy. I've had 10 grandchildren, and my grandchildren love to come and do that when they're not playing sports, and other people as well. So yes, you can do any type of hunting, fishing, outdoors, anything you can imagine.
Are there wild boar in your neighborhood? There isn't mine.
There are. Yeah. In fact, you know, you can hunt wild boar year round, and ours kind of stay in certain areas. They do occasionally get in other areas, but the wild boar hunting here is amazing, and a lot of people like to do it.
Absolutely. Well, here's our last break. We'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Rebs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Leah and Randy, this hour flew by as typically it does. I'd like each of you to take about a minute and a half to summarize your thoughts, and we'll begin with Leah, if you would, please.
Well, I just want to let everyone know, to, if they're thinking about it, give us a call. Come check out the property, meet the people, pray about it, and let the Holy Spirit lead you.
Okay, thank you. And Randy, your summary of your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, a lot of things happening. I'm not really a predictor of time, but we can look at the climate of our country and tell that it's time to take heed to all the many people that are telling you to prepare. And if you feel like that moving from where you're at is something you're thinking about doing, come and see us, because this might be the place that you need to be.
Well, it's a process. It's something that doesn't happen quickly. We don't want it to happen quickly. We want people to take their time so that they understand Ark Haven, so that Ark Haven understands the possible new lot purchasers, so that everything is done properly, everything is done that to the satisfaction of the people involved, that this decision will be the correct decision, and people will be happy for decades into the future. Right, Randy?
That's right, yes. Everybody has their own timetable of how they want to do it and when they're doing it, and all those things are in place. We'll be as involved as you want us to be, or hands off if you want us to be. We put a lot of things in place that people who have already came here and went through the process to make it easier for the future ones that come.
Well, when you come to Ark Haven, you'll meet people who've been through the whole process that these folks are considering doing. And all their questions will be answered, won't they?
They will. They will. And they can meet other people. A lot of people, that's important. You know, we go down and see where the temporary housing is, if that's something that's important to you. So everybody's went through different processes, and we've kind of fine-tuned those to make them viable for everyone who's coming in the future.
That's right. So if you want to live at Ark Haven, you can live on-grid, you can live off-grid, you can have both on-grid and off-grid potential at your home to achieve your goals of having a fun, safe place to live. Right, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Leah and Randy, I want to thank you both for being with us. I know it's neither one of you are really morning people, especially Randy, but we appreciate Randy sacrificing getting up early one day a week for this event, and look forward to having both of you back next Friday.
All right. We thank you too, Mr. John.
Thank you, John.
Okay, guys. Have a great weekend. Okay, we have a top of the hour break coming up here, and we'll be back with Dr. Scott Huff. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.